Israel sends record number of aid trucks into Gaza, White House, not good enough. By Joel B. Polak on April 9, 2024. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Tuesday that Israel's efforts to increase humanitarian aid to Gaza are not good enough. Despite the fact that a record number of aid trucks are entering the territory daily since last week. As Breitbart News reported earlier Tuesday, Israel moved the record number of aid trucks into Gaza on Sunday. And again on Monday, when the number of trucks reached 419. Prior to the war, 70 food trucks entered Gaza daily. The increase in aid has been occurring throughout the war, but accelerated after President Joe Biden demanded an immediate ceasefire from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu last week after the accidental deaths of 7 aid workers. Israel pulled its ground troops out of southern Gaza and took steps to open additional crossing points into Gaza for humanitarian aid, including the Erez crossing, which Hamas terrorists attacked on October 7. Still, Sullivan was not satisfied. "That is good. It is not good enough," he said. He did not say what else Israel had to do to satisfy the concerns of the administration, but suggested that U.S. policy toward Israel would depend on Israel's compliance with the White House's yet-to-be-defined demands. The United Nations claimed that Israel had not actually increased aid to Gaza, because the trucks that entered Gaza were half full. However, as the United Nations itself admitted, that has been a standard requirement by Israeli authorities to enable the screening of the trucks. Israel says that the United Nations is failing to distribute enough of the aid, much of which is stolen by Hamas. Sullivan also urged Congress to pass a renewal of the government's Section 702 surveillance authority, the powers that were abused in 2016 and 2017 to spy on members of the Trump campaign. That improper surveillance came after Sullivan and other Hillary Clinton campaign staffers spread the Russian collusion hoax, which in turn prompted the FBI to target Trump associates. Sullivan has never apologized for his role in misleading Congress and the media. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.